Hey guys. This topic that I'm doing today is way overdue. I briefly touched on it a couple of weeks ago before I went on my vacation. I came back. And I'm not going to go into all the details of different interactions, but I am going to go and dive deep into this topic. And it's an ironic thing because I had a discussion with a good brother today who works for the Postal Service. And we were just talking about the emasculating of the black man in the community. But one thing that we did not talk about, or demasculate, I think, forgive me with my language right now, I'm gonna be transparent with you guys like I always am. It is Friday. It is about 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I just got in like maybe 30-40 minutes ago from doing a double. Last night when I got off of work, I decided to go hang out and sing with some good people. I thought they would call me up like around 11 o'clock. You know, I got there like around 9:30. I figured, you know, I'd sit around for an hour and a half and get up, sing a song, and then bring my behind home, public transportation. They didn't call me to sing until after 1. And public transportation just wasn't a feasible option at that time because it just would have taken a lot much longer for me to get home. So I took a taxi from Manhattan, 72nd Street to Jersey. And then I got in like maybe 3:30, showered, laid down. The time I got in the bed was like around 4. Then 7:30 this morning, my job was calling me to come in and fill in. And, you know, I'm loyal to my company, so I got up, then I went, you know. So I'm just letting you know where my brain is at right now. You know, I need some sleep, you know. However, I think this is a good opportunity for me to speak about this subject because it's not premeditated, you know. It's gonna come straight authentically from my soul. And it's a very sensitive topic, but we need to start talking about it. So I might get some words incorrectly. You know, my grammar and my language may not be politically correct, but we need to address this, okay? The only way our world, this earth that we all share, is going to be better is when we are all healthy and whole to create it better. But we have to each one of us be healthy and whole. We are so powerful, and we're seeing it. We are seeing it. We are seeing that we have the power to create whatever we want. You can be born one way and then create whatever you want for your life. You can be born poor and you can become a billionaire. Look at Oprah. Look at Tyler Perry. Look at so many examples of us melanated people, how powerful we are. And just the human being, period. The human spirit, period. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. But we must be healed and whole to create a healthy life, a healthy world for us all to live in and to share and to thrive and to grow. So please know that the things that I say, they may be controversial, but they are coming from my soul, and they're coming from a place of love, a place of concern, a place of do the work. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to judge nobody. I'm just going to put the facts out there. The facts that nobody is talking about. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody want to talk about what they have the right to do. And okay, that's good. Yes. But are you healed? Are you whole? Yes, you have the right to be whatever you want to be. That is your human right. That goes across the board for everybody. However, your choice, what is it based on? Is it a healthy choice? Is it a choice so that you can thrive as the human being you are? Is it a choice for you to be better? Or is it a choice from pain? Is it a choice from trauma? Is it a choice that you want to just be completely different than what you came into existence as because you were hurt so bad and you don't want to talk about it? And the best way you figure to deal with it is to just completely avoid it. Now, I will say that there is something to not looking at pain for a long time. Okay? I'm not telling people to just think of their pain always, because that ain't healthy neither. But what I am saying is to get deep and acknowledge it and see why you have made the choices that you have made and why you are continuing to make the choices that you are making. Now, in my personal opinion, I feel that as an adult, you have the responsibility to heal yourself from whatever you experienced as a child. Okay? I also feel as an adult, you have the right to choose whatever you want to choose for your life in a healthy way and in a way that does not harm or hurt others. That's your right as an adult. So what is an adult? Does adult come with an age thing attached to it? Most would say yes. But then there's been conversations about how people have reached certain ages, but yet they're not adulting. And adulting may not be a word per se, but they are not being responsible for their own emotions, their own feelings, their own trauma, their own shit. They ain't being responsible for it. You know, they're not looking and saying, you know what, this shit was fucked up and it caused me to feel this way, but I don't want to feel this way. And instead of me just saying, pretending that this fucked up shit didn't happen and creating a whole new identity, I'm going to look at this, know that it's not my fault, forgive the person who did this, whatever horrible thing it may be. I mean, if you was going to rate it on a scale, it can go from 0 to 100. You know, people have been through some shit, you know, from physical abuse to sexual abuse to psychological abuse. I mean, people have been abused. And I'm going to say this because it is a proven fact. I'm not a doctor, but this is a proven fact that people who abuse others have been abused themselves in some way, shape, form, or matter. Let's bring up this movie that just came out, The Joker. Okay? In this movie, you see the creating of a psychopath. And this psychopath, he wasn't born a psychopath. He was abused. He was abused. He was rejected. He was tied to radiators. His mother was bugged out. It's still controversial whether the mother actually was fucked up in the head or whether she got fucked up after she was rejected by the man who she may have loved. Who knows, you know? But what we do know, that the Joker became real fucked up. He got fucked up to the point that he took his mother out. He was killing people. He started a whole revolution based on the fucked up shit that he went through, as not only as a child, but into his adulthood. And so we see that not everybody goes to that extreme, of course, you know, but some people do, you know, some people do. There's a history of serial killers, murders, murderers, rapers, all type of things, you know. This is why we have the prison system, you know, because these things have happened. And the reason why is because it's been a cycle that that person, individual, has endured of abuse themselves, you know, most of the time at very young ages. You know, they've been exposed to that type of behavior where they think it's okay, and they find a way to make themselves feel better. You know, of course, becoming a rapist and becoming a murderer and doing those horrible things are extremes, but there are other extremes. There are other extremes that we are not talking about. And that is lying within a community, in a community where I have people who are near and dear to me, who are a part of this community. My own mother was a part of this community. And so my viewpoint is not coming from a viewpoint of judgment. My viewpoint is coming from facts, okay? Facts, okay? My mother did not have a healthy childhood, okay? She was sexually abused. She was physically abused by a woman. And I'm going to say this woman's name, not because I have not forgiven her, but because I want to. I want to honor my mother in that way, to say this woman's name. Her name is Alice. And her sons, one of her sons, Reuben, not only abused my mother, but murdered my cousin, Shawnee, who is my Aunt Trisha, one and only daughter. He murdered her in her home. Okay, and I'm pretty sure that Alice suffered through abuse herself. I'm pretty sure that Reuben, her son, suffered from abuse himself. Okay, I'm pretty sure. And whoever their abusers were probably went through it as well. It was a cycle, okay, a cycle. That when my grandfather chose to marry this woman, came into my family, okay? My mother dealt with it. My mother made some decisions in her life. She decided she was going to find something to identify with that was going to make her feel good, where she didn't have to deal with pain anymore. So she decided to see women and to form intimate and sexual relationships with them. Some of them were long term, you know, and as anybody knows who is a part of that lifestyle, that making that choice, you know, especially at a certain point, was a very bold choice to make. It was like, you know, many people, when they made that choice, especially back in the days, who made a public decision to make it public, you know, it wasn't just like they were hiding behind doors doing this, they were doing it out in the public. They were making a statement to the world saying, I choose what I want for me. And that in itself, you making a choice for yourself is a good thing. However, order to make a choice that is going to be healthy, you gotta be healed and you must be whole. You can't just say, I'm not gonna acknowledge this fucked up shit, because that fucked up shit had an effect on you. It has gotten deep into your subconscious. So no matter the choices that you make, until you reprogram your subconscious, you're gonna still have behaviors that are based on that trauma. It don't matter if you stand up and take a stand and make a decision, because you still, when an issue and a challenge comes up, you're going to react to it like somebody who it has not healed. And that cycle has the opportunity of continuing until you heal yourself. See, I made a choice and I made a decision now that I am conscious of these cycles, that I am taking the time to heal. I didn't have that opportunity. I didn't take that opportunity, I will say, when I was younger, because I wasn't aware. I was young. I didn't know. I didn't know about cycles and trauma. Or I didn't realize till I was over 30 that I had even endured so many different forms of abuse, because it wasn't extreme. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't so extreme to the point where, you know, I knew. I just thought it was life, you know? When neighbors called Child Protective Services because they heard me being screamed, getting my behind whooped, I thought that was just normal, because when they came, they didn't do nothing. You know, they came and they left. You know, it was humiliating because I had to strip down to my drawers and have them look at me for scars and stuff, but there was no scars, you know? I got whipped with a belt and the whelps had went away by the time they showed the fuck up, so it was nothing for them to see. They looked and they left, and that was it. Case closed. Okay? And I didn't know. I thought that was what was regular. I thought it was regular to physically whip my children in order to discipline them. And that is abusive. I don't care what you say. Beating, physically causing harm to somebody, is abusive. We're not talking about tapping somebody's hand to keep them from touching a stove, or tapping somebody's hand to keep them from putting their finger in a socket. We're talking about taking a leather belt and applying whelps to a child because they did not do something that you told them to do, or they behaved in a way that either embarrassed you or gave you concern, or maybe they did something that wasn't safe for them. But physically beating them, is that the right way to discipline them? No, it's not. It's not, because they think it's normal and they think it's okay. And it's not okay, okay? It's not okay. It wasn't okay when African Americans, however you want to title that, I'm just using that because that's a common statement that people identify with, but people also identify as blacks, when some of them were in servitude. Please make note, I'm saying some of them was in servitude, and they were being beat and they were being hung. And it's not okay when the cops do it now. It ain't okay. It's one thing to restrain a person to keep them from harming themselves or harming another. But those things can be done without you harming that person. Okay? Those things can be done without you applying abuse. Okay? What is the lesson that, oh, because you did this, now I'm going to do that? What are you telling this person? What are you putting into this person's subconscious mind? What is the message? What is that teaching them? That's the way we live as human beings? Oh no. That's our highest potential? Oh no. We're far, far too intelligent for that type of behavior. We're far too intelligent to even still be at war. But that's a whole nother topic. And that's a whole nother podcast. Right now, what I'm speaking about is the LGBT community. Okay? Because I want my family, and I have a family member who is a part of that community. And what I can say about that one family member, my mother may have not healed completely before she left this planet. But one of my close family members who I love and was near and dear to me, oh, he has done a lot of healing. He has done a lot of healing. He has done a lot of growth. And he has become this amazing man that I respect, that I honor, and I will always love him. And that I had to have forgiven and really grow in a relationship with him because of things that he did as a result of the cycle. The cycle, okay? The cycle. He experienced things, and I'm not going to dare say his name nor say his business, but he was hurt. I mean, he was hurt before he even had a chance to really know what life was even about, because his mother went through abuse, okay? She went through abuse, and she got so accustomed to abuse that her means of escape caused her to abuse herself. And as she was abusing herself, she abused her children, okay? And he's one of those children. And his cycle of abuse started before he even entered the world. Before he entered the world, he was introduced to poisons. He was introduced to toxins into his body, into his bloodstream. Okay? He is a walking miracle right now, who I love and who I respect. However, people, family, I'm going to call you guys, you all family, because we all are family. We are human beings. We all are family. Okay? And my fellow family, my fellow human beings who have chosen to classify themselves and place themselves within a category of the LGBT community, I want you all to heal. I want you all to start talking about the difficult, embarrassing, gruesome, horrible things that you have experienced. Not to get mad, not to come at the people who have done it, but to understand and to heal, to forgive, to let it go. To not just transform yourself physically, not just transform yourself on the outside, not just transform your physical body, but to really heal and transform your soul from that pain. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to carry it all your life and use it as a reason to create a whole different identity for yourself. If you want to create a new identity for yourself, do it from a healthy place. Do it from love. Don't do it from pain. Don't do it from fear. Do it from love. Do it from joy. Do it for cheer. Do it from a healthy place and a healthy space. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So many of you family that are part of the LGBT community have been abused. And I applaud those who do not continue the abuse. I applaud you who says abuse stops with you. It will not continue. You're not going to do what somebody did to you as a child. You're not going to continue. And even if you did because you thought it was normal, you make a decision to not continue. You don't say, oh, well, it was done to me, so I'm going to do it to somebody else. You realize at a certain age, at a certain stage, at a certain time, this ain't right. You don't want to really hurt nobody because you're hurt. That's why you live these lives. That's why you created this whole community, so you don't have to look at the pain. But you're not looking at it to make it go away because it's so deep. It's not just a physical thing. It's into your subconscious. It's into your psyche. It's into your spirit. And your spirit needs to be whole and healed. Now, I'm not saying that it is wrong or right, the choices that you make with your life. What I'm saying is for us family of the human race to create a better world, whether you love men and you're a man, whether you're a woman and you love women, whatever you want, whatever or whoever you love, first and foremost, you gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself enough to look in the mirror and see them scars, some deep scars, and heal and work on your inner self every single freaking day. And watch how much better you get. Watch how much healthier you get. Watch how much clarity you have in your life to work with others. See, this is what the people outside the LGBT community ain't talking about, or the people within the LGBT community ain't talking about. And when somebody does try to bring it up, they try to hush them up. But we ain't gonna stay hush about this Me Too movement and all these things. People are standing up and speaking up for themselves and their rights. Oh, it's gonna continue until the human race is working together. It don't matter what you choose to do as an adult, as far as who you gonna love, who you gonna have sexual relations with. It don't matter whether if you were born a boy and you wanna be a girl, so you become a girl. It don't matter if you was born a girl and you wanna be a boy, so you become a boy. That stuff doesn't matter. That stuff is surface. Okay? That's not your soul. That's your body. You do whatever the heck you want to do with your body. Your body is a vehicle for your soul. What matters is that soul within that body. Is that soul whole? Is that soul healthy? Is that soul able to plug into consciously into God and have God work through it? And don't see God as something outside of them, but know that they are a part of God because that soul was created in the image of God. That soul gotta be healthy. We ain't looking on the outside. We looking on the inside. And we need to deal with the inside. It's not right that you may have been deceived, neglected, or abused. It ain't right. But it also ain't right for you to consciously make a decision to do the same in order to make yourself feel better. That ain't right neither. So I'm just bringing this up because there's so much going on. And speaking of subconscious, the stuff that I'm talking about is not new. It ain't new. People know about this, okay? When they make references to the Matrix and things of that sort, it's because people's subconscious, if you don't program yourself, if you don't make a conscientious decision yourself to be healthy and to be whole, if you don't make that decision, then you are going to be a product of somebody else's programming. And that product could be based to build their bank account, to make more sales, or just keep you dumbed down so that they could act like they have some power and dominion over you. But ain't nobody got no power and dominion over you unless you give it to them willfully or unwillfully, because you don't know how to protect and to keep your power within yourself. Because when you were just a baby, someone who was bigger than you did things that they should not have done. When you had no way to fight or say no or stand up for yourself. So now you adult, and even though you have it, what you're using that power to do is to say, I am gonna be this. I don't wanna be that, I'm gonna be this. And that's in your rights to do. But But again, come from a healthy place, come from a healed place, come from a space of love, come from a space of wholeness. Okay? Come from there, family, and make that decision to protect your subconscious, to protect your inner self. Make that decision, because if you don't make that decision, you will be a product. You will be a product and you won't even know you're a product. And that's the analogies and the references to the Matrix. Those people who were plugged in, they didn't know they were plugged into a program. In their minds, they were living their own lives. They chose their jobs. They chose where they live. They were free in their mind. But in reality, they were incubated and plugged into a freaking program that was telling them what to do, how to do it, what to be, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. Human beings have had this caste thing, this caste system, like, okay, this is the king, these are the peasants, and all of this. They've had that for millennia. And every freaking Christ, Buddha, because these are titles. We know that Christ and Buddha are titles. They're not just one person or one individual. But every Christ, every Buddha has chosen not to be a part of the caste system. They have chosen to exemplify that it doesn't matter if you're king. It doesn't matter whether you are a peasant. As human beings, we have a common thread and we are all one family. And now, as we approach 2020 on the Gregorian calendar, it is time that we really truly get rid of this ideology that because an individual was born wealthy, they better than a person that's born with nothing. They're not. We are one of the same human family and race. Okay? And we must acknowledge this. We must get rid of these sub motherfucking categories. Listen, I don't care what you decide to be with your physical body. What I care about as your sister, as your family, is that you are healed and that you are whole within that body, within that shell, that you are whole and you are healed. That's what matters, that you are in power of yourself, that you control what that body does. You're not part of a program. You're not a product of somebody else's imaginations and somebody else's profits. It's not what you are a product of. You're not a product of your pain. You're not a product of your trauma. That is not who you are. You are much bigger than that. We are family. That same drive that is within somebody that is sitting in the position of a king, that is sitting in the position of authority, that same drive within them lies within you. Same drive. The drive to live, the drive to be happy, the drive to be joyful, the drive to have good friends and trusting, healthy relationships. It's in all of us as human beings. It doesn't matter what you want to consider yourself to be. So we're gonna cut these motherfucking subcategories out and we're gonna get back to being who we are. Okay? There's a whole agenda that has been against melanated people. Why? I'm gonna tell you why. Because we abuse our own power. We don't like to talk about that, but I like to deal with reality. Although some people would think that different It's because I know that I have the power to create my reality, and so therefore I do. But that doesn't mean that I don't know how the hell we got to this point. Oh, I know how we got to this point. We got to this point because we abused our power. We abused our power in ancient times. That's how we got here. Okay? We forgot. We figured we were so powerful, we were going to ignore universal laws. We were going to ignore the laws of nature. We was going to do whatever to our fellow brother. And now look at what's going on. Look at the irony. This is universal law that's happening. I just want everyone to be aware of the things that we see or you see on the TV, and the things that are happening between the vaccines and the scientists doing these modifications to the food and doing the modifications with brain cells and DNA and all of that stuff. It is not new. It ain't new. It is karma. It is what our ancient ancestors thought that it was okay for them to do because they were aware of their power. It is the repercussions of that, because what you put in is what you get out. And when they abused their power, eventually it came back. And we now must clean it up. We must wake up, be aware, clean this shit up. Ain't nobody else gonna do it. Ain't nobody coming out the sky to do it. We have to do it. We have to do it. And it starts within. It starts within each of us. Okay, so it's time to stop pointing fingers. It's time to stop it. You did this, so I'ma do that. Nah. You did that? Why? Why did you do it? Why? What's the reason of... It's cause and effect. What was the cause of that effect? What was the cause of that effect? Yeah, that's what we want to deal with. We don't want to deal with effect. What's the cause of it? Or the cause because somebody did it to you? Why did they do it to you? Or because somebody did it to them? Why did somebody do it to them? Okay. Oh. So that's why we're doing things. Well, if we're doing things based on what somebody else did, then are we in control of our own lives? Are we really making a choice? Or is this choice influenced and manipulated by some other incident or force outside of ourselves? This is the question we need to deal with. You need to tuck this. We need to deal with it. You need to cry. You need to release. You need to heal. You need to deal with this. People and family and human race. We need to deal with this because enough is enough. It's not fair. It's not fair what happened to you. It is not fair for you to do things that are not fair to others. Okay? It ain't. It just ain't. And men, we need you to be conscious of who you are and how powerful you are, how necessary you are, how you were crafted, how your physical bodies are crafted. Man, I see, as I travel, I see a lot of people, and I deal with people in my line of work, and black men, you are amazing. Your physiques are amazing. You're strong and you're powerful and you're needed and you're necessary. Yes, we women, we can train our bodies to be strong too, but we never will have the strength you guys naturally have. You are naturally stronger than us women, because and by the laws of nature, we are supposed to be in harmony with one another. See, when I can't open that pickle jar and I didn't struggle I'm strained and I'm twisting and I'm twisting. And I can't do this. It's not happening. And you men, you just take it and turn it a little twist. Just natural little twist there. There we go. That was the sound I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? You guys are necessary. I made a thing and said, we need you, black men. And we do need you, black men. We need you. We're vulnerable. We don't want to be vulnerable. We've had to adapt. And that's the human race's superpower. Is that we're able to adapt. That's nature, period. Everything adapts to nature. Humans adapt to nature. The animals adapt. The freaking trees adapt. We all are adaptable. Okay? We all are adaptable. So we've had to adapt to being the sole providers of our households. Okay? We have to adapt to being there when daddy ain't there to teach our baby boys qualities of men. And yeah, a lot of adapting to do, okay? But don't let that deter you from the important role you play in our community, okay? Don't get distracted by just superficial things and feel like, okay, that's it. You know what I mean? That ain't it. That ain't just it. You much more than what's on your outside. Yeah, you going to the gym, you looking good. Great. That's awesome. That's amazing. But what are you doing with your inner self? How are you addressing your rejection and the absence of possibly your dad or the lack of communication and relating in relations or abuse? How are you dealing with those things? Are you just acting like they never happened? Because they're in your subconscious. And guess what your subconscious is doing? Your subconscious is directing your freaking life. And because it's your subconscious, it means you're not even aware of it. But that's what's happening. That's why things are exactly the way that they are. And guess what? You can do something about that. So I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to do it, because that is for you to determine, to research, to try. There are so many different ways, but that's what needs to be done. You need to take control of, first of all, make a decision what kind of life you want to have, what kind of person you want to be. First, you make that decision. Second, how the hell are you going to get there? What are you going to have to do? Third, what methods is going to work best for you reprogramming your subconscious? What methods? Try them all. See what the hell works for you. Everybody's psyche and subconscious is different, although they're similar. So try them all. People use affirmations. Some people write. They journal, you know, repetitively. Some people use all five of their senses. Some people might just use a few, you know, little visual cues and stuff. But you have to make that determination, and you have to decide what you're going to accept and what you're going to reject. You got to be conscious of it. You got to be conscious of everything that's happening around you and in your life. So you can say, oh, I like that, or oh, I don't like that. That's okay. That's okay. And I'm exercising my free speech right now and say, I don't like for individuals that are close to me to be dishonest. Because why didn't you trust me? And I know that anybody else's behavior is not a reflection of me. It's a reflection of them. But you didn't even try. You even tried to trust me with the truth. Instead, my ancestors had to break it down to me. Because my ancestors, they don't let me know. I'm telling you, I don't stay in the dark. Okay? The darkness about me is the melanin in my skin. And the fact that I have this fleshly suit called a body. That's my darkness. And yes, I go through human emotions, like, because I'm a human, okay? But I am filled with light. And anybody who has experienced me knows this. You listeners, you know this. My friends that I go around and I hang around with, they know this. I'm filled with light. Where I work at, they know this. Wherever I go, they know this, because a light shines. So you can see it. I don't have to be speaking. I don't have to be doing anything spectacular or super. I just gotta be. And I work on me. And as I work on me, my light becomes brighter and brighter. So, yeah. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We all have light within us. Okay? And I pray that my light sparks your light. And it allows your light within to illuminate and to grow and to shine. And it becomes just a domino effect. You know, and that effect allows you to heal and allows you to be open and honest and true to you. So, now that we have dealt with the causes of the effects that we are seeing now, let's just do better and be better. And with that, all love and all respect, in all honesty, I'm signing off. There might be a part two to this. Hey, you thought it was over, didn't you? Well, thank you for sticking through to the end, because I got something special for you, for you, for you. And that is an appreciation of you taking the time to listen to what I gotta say, what's on my mind, what's in my heart, and just how I feel. To know that my listeners actually care enough and value enough what I have to say, it just touches me deep in my soul. So thank you so much for your time. I want you to know your time was not wasted. I hope that you were entertained. I hope you got a little laugh. I hope you got something from this. That it's an even exchange of energies and respect and of love. So thank you for listening to my podcast. This is the Super Tea Podcast, where I spill all my tea, and sometimes other people's tea too if they give it to me, you know what I mean? But please stay tuned. I will be uploading and adding more and more. So again, I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I love you. And also let you know that, hey, if you got something to say, just as the commercial shared, hey, you can monetize what you got to say. So just think about it. Food for thought. This is a great platform, and anybody can do it. All right. Take care and be well.